Hello, this is Jim doing an audio boo out on the porch. It's a pretty nice day today. there's been kind of a flurry of audio boo activity amongst the few people that I follow on audio boo. So I thought I would chime in with my own semi-rant opinion. So, as you remember, a couple years ago, gas got hellishly expensive. It was up $4 a gallon and more. It's since come down quite a bit. It's not back to the level that it had been at for several years. It's still a little high, but it's dropped back. And the reason it dropped back is because it turned out that there was a certain price of gasoline where people would just cease using it. They didn't actually... The people that were in charge of making the gasoline expensive, like, they didn't actually see that coming, you know. And they actually were... There was no reason, actual reason, for gas to be that expensive. They were just trying to see how much people would pay. They're like, hey, I think we could charge $5 a gallon for gas and people would still buy it and we could make even more money. It's kind of a rare moment of capitalism, the theory of it actually working, the market correcting itself and whatnot. People just stopped buying gas. I stopped driving almost altogether and now I don't even have a car, but, you know, gas went from not even really being an expense for me to being an expense, and I decided I didn't really need it. And a lot of people decided this, and it had a positive outcome because, you know, it's just better to ride your bike and get exercise and do stuff like that. But my point of mentioning it is because of this this healthcare reform that's going on. And with healthcare, we have a situation where the price of it keeps going up, but there's no way to correct it because we're not paying for the healthcare. Insurance companies are, and insurance companies make a lot of money, and so you can actually charge them much higher prices than you could a person. If people did not have insurance, you would be forced to reasonably price healthcare because otherwise people would go, there would be competition, people would just go somewhere else. Be like, ah, well, you know, that's too much to treat my broken leg. I'm going to try and get it treated over here. And that just doesn't exist. And so you have this for-profit medicine without any responsibility, without any market correction, without actually any of the risk of capitalization, without having to make adjustments to anything. They just keep charging more and more. And the response of the insurance companies has been to keep you from getting treated now, because it's gotten so expensive for them that it's no longer profitable to do insurance. So now they're trying to stop you from treatment, and this just is bad, which is why healthcare reform is necessary. I don't think this bill is going to help really at all because it doesn't address the actual problem of healthcare being too expensive and people having to have insurance because it's so expensive. I'm not sure how some people get to rant for 10 minutes on their audio boo, but I only get 5 on mine, I think. So we'll see if this even makes it online. If it's a coherent ramble, I may have to try again. But that sums it up, how I feel about that situation. Healthcare costs too much, and that is actually the problem. What the government's doing is not addressing the problem of healthcare costing too much. And there's, you know, it's the government's fault and insurance fault that it's this much.